Do you think you could marry Jeff Bezos?
I would. There's no shame in my game.
I'm going to be honest with you, that does sound like a code red.
I was bad.
I genuinely woke up on Thursday morning looking like Will Smith at a hitch.
Wow.
I looked like I'd been dug up.
Oh my God.
If I'm asleep in a tent
I'm telling you now,
I'll do time. There is absolutely no way I would allow someone to piss all over. Just no, it's not happening.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
If you are easily offended, move along. This is for people who can take a joke.
Should we crack on then? Shall we? Shall we do that?
This is the Sunday Roast Reheated.
Where we can chat about whatever we want for as long as we want, which is nice.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is essentially where me and Liv have a look at what's happened this week and give it a good roasting. Liv, what's first up?
So, it's Jeff Bezos' wedding, if anyone does or does not know. This is kind of like my Olympics of pop culture. I really lock in for these kind of events. Everyone who's anyone is in Venice, the Kardashians, Orlando Bloom. But the people of Venice have been trolling him by filling the canals with inflatable crocodiles and fake humans and just basically trying to ruin his big day.
I've been to Venice, and I think Venice just ruins Venice on its own. I would actually prefer that for my wedding. Imagine just going down like in a little gondola and just having like fake dead bodies everywhere. It'd be a great wedding. That's the sort of wedding I imagine I would actually have.
But also, it's like, I just feel like as if he's going to care. Like, he's obviously going to have someone that can just get your crocodile out of the water. You know, they basically shut down the whole city. It's so obnoxious, but I do kind of lock in for this stuff.
Do you think you could marry Jeff Bezos?
I would. Like, I'm just, don't even care. There's no shame in my game. If I wasn't already married, obviously.
I can just imagine you rubbing his little bald head. We've also got Wimbledon, which is starting next Wednesday, and they've introduced some new rules.
Yeah, go.
No selfie sticks.
Mm-hmm.
If you order pizza, it has to be picked up in the car park,
Sorry,
which seems like a weird rule.
How, like, dragged up do you have to be to order pizza to Wimbledon? They have food there.
I mean, yeah.
There's no reason you need a pizza at any point. Like, that's ridiculous.
Listen, if you do want a pizza and you're watching the tennis, you have to go to the car park for it.
What the hell? If you're planning to camp, when do people camp for Wimbledon?
Camping at Wimbledon's a big thing, but you're only allowed a two-man tent. I'll be honest with you, I think the sort of people that do camp at Wimbledon are pathetic.
Okay.
You'd be the worst person to camp with.
Why?
If I couldn't camp with you. No.
Because I'd want the tent organised, sue me.
Yeah, you'd want the tent organised, but also your bodily functions are out of control.
Like what?
It would just be a struggle for me.
That's ridiculous. I haven't pooed in like 3 days. I'm good. Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks, no less, share their first ever podcast win at the Trick Awards.
Of course we won the award, baby! We are an official award-winning, hence the party hats.
I want to give it back now, the awards, after that.
Congratulations, honey. I've already congratulated you off the radio, but that sounded pretty good. But well done. That's an amazing achievement.
We're award winners now. You know what I mean? It's taken a long, long time. You're already an award-winning podcast.
Welcome to the club. How does it feel?
It just feels good that I'm finally on your level.
Thank you. It's good to have you up here. We're happy to have you.
It's heady up here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really heady.
I saw that Sam took it really chill and relaxed. And
yeah, so basically what happened was when we were announced, Sam jumped up and smashed my head on the table. So actually I had to get up, and before I got on stage, I had to wipe dessert from my nose after he'd face-planted me into the food in front. So yeah, no, it was really good. Really enjoyed myself. Really good time.
So basically, should we expand on what we chatted on in a more unhinged form?
Yeah, I think we should. I mean, the Week Roasted is obviously my favourite bit because the media and the press is just utterly wild at the minute. So we did a few stories on the radio, but there's some that we haven't spoken about. Do you want to start with the first one? Because I think this is very, very you.
A bit of news that we could get a bit more involved in that I personally loved is on Wednesday, a commentator had to apologise that the world champion's penis came out while he was hurdling.
Brilliant run from the American to constantly be adjusting certain parts of his equipment and possibly his anatomy down the home straight there.
Yeah, I mean, this one really caught your eye.
I've watched the video six times.
Yeah, literally non-stop. Yeah, so he's world champion doing the hurdles, which I feel like is a dangerous place for your cock to whack out.
Because imagine your bellend hits the hurdle. I don't want to objectify because we shouldn't, but also, like, I'm just going to because I've been objectified my whole life. That is fucking jokes. And how big your cock must be to come out the bottom. For sure. It's like, bravo.
He dived at the end and he did, even though his cock was out, he won. He won by a bell end, literally.
Nice.
But he did like a roly-poly.
He could have hit himself in the face of it.
Well, it's lucky he didn't hit his competitor. Those lanes ain't very wide, are they? Do you know what I mean? Imagine that, just getting flacked in the face and wondering what that was.
I have been all morning.
Me. There she goes. Happy days.
But, like, honestly, congratulations to his the husband or wife.
Congratulations for two things. He won. He's
yeah,
world champion.
Amazing.
So you're an amazing hurdler, and you've got a fucking cock like a...
baseball bat.
Donkey. Happy days.
Donkeys have big cocks.
I imagine proportionally, yes, in okay. comparison to humans.
That's the news roasted.
What else do you want?
Just a normal weekend for me. This is a Sunday Roast with Pete and Liv. A roast is actually a great shout if you're feeling a bit rough today. Although some people, depends like how hard you went last night, right? Can you eat a full roast dinner? I personally, me, I couldn't.
No.
I like a fizzy water in a nice glass and breadsticks.
Is it a nice glass with a stem?
Yeah, like just something that makes you feel a bit more civilised. Like I couldn't have it in like, if someone turns it to me in a plastic cup, I'd
right.
cease to exist.
Yeah, and nothing says civilised like a dry breadstick.
Love breadsticks, I'd pack it.
We have had some weird people saying what the hangover cures are. This is the weirdest one to me because I don't really understand it. Rubbing lemons under your armpits.
It's just, I think they're having us on.
That can't be a real thing. Rubbing lemons under your armpits, you ever done that?
No, but like I could eat a lemon.
What, first thing in the morning?
Like the juice of it, yeah, I do that most mornings anyway.
What, you just munch on a lemon?
No.
Is that before or after your breadstick?
Squeeze the lemon into water and drink it.
You're such a strange human.
On the show today, we talked about hangover cures. This, I feel like, is something we should both be experts in by now.
Yeah.
You put it, get them, because you just stay drunk.
To be fair, the first 30 years of my life, I didn't really have
no,
hangovers.
Neither.
Because it was just all just happy days. I could just get up, crack yeah. on, and wouldn't really feel anything. The last few years, it's been a struggle.
So I feel like, for me, hangovers fall into different categories, okay? So
yeah.
the categories would go like this. So bad, like 999 code red, you actually think you're dying and you have to use all your energy to stay alive. Like you're like, eye organs are shutting down. Like
yep.
that's the worst ever. And I only get them really rarely.
Like a death fear hangover.
Yeah, like you feel like your heart's not beating properly. Like it's horrendous. Then you've got like medium, like little bit of nausea. Like it kind of builds throughout the day, but like you can get by.
So you mean the ones that like get worse through the day?
Yeah, so you can still get stuff done. And then the third one I feel like is like you're not hungover at all. Like you somehow you've absolutely just finessed it. You're probably still drunk. Can. Get me on that panel. Like get me a croissant. Like I'm fine.
The second one that you said where it gets worse through the day, there are the other ones that get better through the day though. You
Mine
have to crack on.
Always trick me. I always get worse at night.
Mine just really get better. So then what I think is I'm going to die. And then by the afternoon I'm like,
oh,
I'm not dead, I'm great. Let's
yeah.
have a beer.
Oh, I don't, yeah, I'll go the other way.
If I've got a hangover, I do tend to just re-drink.
But when you have, it's like this, so they have the code red 999.
I don't think I've had one.
I had that in Miami. It's really weird though, because I've had two in the last 5 years that really stick
two
out of my mind.
Reds.
Both in America. But I don't know if it's something in the water there.
Oh, do you think?
But this one was in Miami just recently, and it was like my bones hurt, like putting clothing on. I was crying, which I'm not proud of. And then basically... Brad was like, you should go in the sea. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I was just being really difficult. So he walked me into the sea. Like, I looked like I'd shit my pants where I was walking. I couldn't even straighten my back up. I was like this, like...
It's all hunched over.
Yeah, like, just like, my stomach hurt, my ribs hurt. I don't know what fucking had happened to me. So walk into the sea is Bible. And I actually don't care about, like, wildlife and stuff. This is, I'm not exaggerating this, so I wish I was joking. If anyone's been to Miami, you can back me up. This is, like, quite a common thing. The fucking biggest fish slipped past my leg. So I screamed, and I was like, oh, my God, something slipped past my leg. But I was like, shut up, everyone's fucking looking. It was probably like that. 30 seconds later, a fucking pelican dove in and caught this fish. It could have literally took my fucking tits off.
Hold on. So you were walked in by your husband to the sea
yeah.
because it was that bad.
And then I was just standing
you were then
there.
Attacked by a fish.
No, it just swam past
oh, just,
me.
The fish swam past you, who was then eaten by a pelican so close to you whilst you were hunch over screaming.
Yeah,
in,
it was like
David Attenborough.
It literally swooped in, it took the fish and swam out as close as I am to the
I would
window.
Honestly love David Attenborough to narrate that
and
entire
I was
scene.
Screaming. Yeah, and then it gets worse. He's like,
how can it get worse? I just don't
I'll
know.
I'll tell you, if anyone again been Miami, you know, the weather is volatile. Within minutes, the sky goes black. Lifeguards are coming out, like thunderstorms come in like 5 minute warnings.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get out of the water, you could die. I'm obviously trying to get back out. And Brad's like, I don't understand why you're moving so slow. Do you not speak English? Like, everyone is running. I was like, I would rather stay here and get electrocuted in the sea, to be honest, at this point.
I'm going to be honest with you, that does sound like a code red.
I was bad.
Right,
like, nothing
right.
was working.
So, I mean, the other kind of one where you don't really feel it and you're kind of delirious and everything is really funny is basically us in Cannes.
You're still drunk.
Yeah.
It
do you think that's
you
what it
yet?
Is? Do you
yeah.
think it's because it's not really got you? Because
you're not, like,
we
sober.
Went straight to work and then we just had a really funny
day.
It was just funny. Like, I didn't feel bad once.
No.
Don't get me wrong, the day after was a fucking struggle.
Yeah, but also that wasn't even a code red for me. I just felt rough because, like, we'd had a heavy 2 days, but I didn't feel, like, sick or I didn't vomit or anything.
No, I don't know what I'd have to do to have a code red.
What, so you've never had one?
No.
Really?
I always manage to get up and fucking do whatever I've got to do or be fun. I feel like shit, but I've never really had a code red. I'm quite like that, though, aren't I?
Mm.
I'm pretty emotionally stable.
Yeah, no, me not so much.
Do you think as well it makes a difference then if you know what you've got to do the next day? If I've got nothing to do the next day, which is fucking rare, I think I would go heavier and feel worse. If you've got nothing to do, do you think you just fucking allow it to consume it? And actually, if you've got something to do, you
can't crack on. I don't know that day I actually felt like if we were flying home, we'd have to cancel it. Like, I don't think I'd even got through security. Like, it was that bad.
Fucking hell.
Pete, have you ever had any peepers at your house?
So what, other than you?
Well, I've watched you eat dinner many times, but apart from me, like, any fans come outside the building or your house and hang around?
Do you know what's really bad is I have had that once before, but that's for another day.
Okay, well, Kelvin Harris has had that this week. His house has become an accidental tourist attraction. He's had to put in privacy glass because so many people were getting the bus and sitting on the top deck looking through his windows.
I have so many questions.
Like, are they getting the bus to stop? Like, or are they renting the bus? Like, how do you get the bus to stop, like, at the right point to look through the window?
Why would you want to look in to see what Kelvin Harris is doing?
Because also, I feel like we just know he's a pretty low-key guy when he's not on the decks. I feel like he's feeding his chickens, he's kind of, like, picking vegetables. I don't think there's much going on there.
Maybe he's hiding some sort of deep, dark secret that we don't know about, and the only way to find out is to get on the bus.
People are weird, though. Like, that is a massive invasion of privacy.
Massive. I mean, I wouldn't get a bus to watch you at home. Anyway.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
It's Liv Atwood and a very moody, miserable Pete Wicks. What else is new?
Is that Pete Wicks or is that Pete from Towie?
Oh, my God. So Pete's literally crying because he's basically saved on my phone as Pete from Towie.
I've known you 10 years, right?
We've
worked together. We're really, really good friends and I'm still just Pete from Towie.
When I first got your number about 10 years ago, I was like, it is Pete from Towie. So I just put Pete Towie.
I didn't save you as Love Island's Liv, did I? You were just Liv Atwood.
Oh, well, that was really nice of you. Well, you could have. I wouldn't be offended.
I feel like you should change it now. Change it right now.
What would you like to be saved as? That was me pulling my phone off the desk, not me farting, by the way.
I think you should just save me as...
I'm going to save you as Lounge Lizard.
No!
Yes!
That's still not good.
Okay,
Listen, we're going to get into this properly because I've got some very weird names on my phone that I've saved people as.
I'm about
to change yours. Actually, any suggestions, let me know. I'm genuinely actually hurt by you.
Don't overthink it, do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? We speak quite a lot. It literally is on your phone.
But, like, you know, it's like it's been there for so long, you don't see it anymore.
You just saw Pete and you didn't see from Towie.
It doesn't say from Towie, it just says Pete Towie.
I've
also got in here, like, boy whose number I got in club. That's literally what it says. This is obviously years ago.
Hold on. Am I now supposed to be honoured that I've got actually my name and where I'm from?
I've got Taxi Guy.
I've got a few taxi guys.
I've got Simon Policeman.
Simon Policeman.
That could have been a date or it could have been an arrest.
Who knows?
What have you got? You have some rogue ones.
I do like these weird things where if I have a conversation with them, especially when I first meet them, I try and remember them based on like a story. So I will say them as different things. But then the problem is if I don't speak to them for a long time and then try and, you know, speak to them again and I can't find their name because I can't remember what I saved them as. So it actually happened recently to me with someone that I'd spoken to a couple of years ago and we used to speak quite a lot. This girl, bumped into her recently and she said, oh, why don't you call me? And I was looking for her name and I couldn't find it because I couldn't remember what she was called. So I assumed I'd deleted it. Then I asked her to call me and it came up Rose West.
Who's a murderer?
Yes, serial killer.
Why did you do that? Is she, like, crazy?
Yes, I believe that might have been it.
So did you still call?
Yes, I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a lonely evening.
Do you say the numbers of all the women you date? I mean, how many gigs have you got on your phone? Like, is it, like, a terabyte? Like, how many numbers can you actually store in one phone?
I don't know. Weirdly enough, when we were discussing this, I've also got a lettuce nonce, and I'm not entirely sure what that's
about. Lettuce nonce?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's just someone who's vegetarian and just really, really has a thing for lettuce.
Are they nonce lettuce? That they love lettuce?
Yeah, like, love lettuce, I'm guessing. I don't really know.
That could be me. I love lettuce.
Oh, actually, maybe I could change you to that then.
What am I?
You're just Liv Atwood.
Right, I'll leave it then.
But based on today, you might be, I don't know, breadstick badger or something. I don't know. What have you changed me as now?
I was left it.
Don't leave it as that.
Why?
Liv.
If I change it, will annoy me having to look for you under a new name.
But you won't. Just leave it as Pete. Well, how many Petes have you got? Am I the only Pete in your life?
Maybe a lot.
There can't be many.
No, there's three.
What the fuck?
Am
I the best Pete? What the fuck are you thinking about?
Yeah, you are.
All right, so why don't you just put number one Pete?
I won't remember that I've done that.
Can we at least just take Towie off of it?
I'd take Towie off. I'll just put Pete.
Oh, thanks so much. God, that is so personable. It's almost like we know each other and actually like each other. Judging by that face, that's not true. I'm just going to leave you as Liv Atwood then.
Yeah. Princess in front wouldn't hurt, but...
You are as far from a princess as you could possibly get.
What? Are you joking?
I'm absolutely not joking.
I've been called a princess so many times in a derogatory way. Like, oh, you're such a princess. I'm like, you think that's an insult? You've just complimented me.
Do you know what's mad, though, is actually that is one thing about you that I don't think you are. You're not very princess-like.
Yeah, but you haven't dated me.
Thankfully.
It's a big moaning day, to be fair. So if you want to, like, just basically join us and be miserable...
Yeah, nice,
are you
nice.
A moaner?
I am absolutely a moaner.
What's your thing that gets on your wick?
I'm getting to you. I'll tell you what, impatient people, that gets on my wick, as well as hay fever this week.
Oh, my God, you're allergic to flowers.
Yeah, it's a real struggle, all right? It's a real... And it's a different
types of flowers. Well, you shouldn't have a whole bloody...
Go on. What?
Garden centre in your flat.
I mean, that is true. That might actually be what it is, because I genuinely woke up on Thursday morning looking like Will Smith at a hitch. My whole face swelled up all over the place.
Did you look worse than you normally do?
I did look worse than I normally do.
Wow.
I looked genuinely like I'd been dug up. All right, what's got on my wick? Listen, it's Monday now. People will be coming home from Glastonbury, won't they? Does it finish today?
You can come home on a Tuesday, can't you? I'm not really sure. It's way longer than it needs
to
be.
Well, I'm going to preempt...
You know, they sit in traffic for, like, 10 hours to get out of that village.
Traffic is something that gets on my nerves, but more than anything, I'm going to preempt what gets on my nerves, and that is people telling me about Glastonbury, which is going to happen for the rest of the fucking week.
I don't think anyone's going to tell you about Glastonbury.
That's all people are going to talk about for the next week. Prepare yourself for it.
Okay.
It's going to be people talking about the hangovers. Oh, I feel rough, you know, I had a big one in Glastonbury. No one fucking cares, mate. I wish you'd stayed in the tent. I wish you hadn't come back.
That's so dark.
I don't want to hear about it. It's like when people go on holiday and then they have to tell you, I don't want to hear about it.
I just feel like anyone that's at Glastonbury, I look at them, I'm like, of course. Of course you're at Glastonbury. You would be.
Do I strike you as someone that would go to Glastonbury? No. Describe me a Glastonbury man.
Like middle class.
Yeah.
White. Their hair's not brown or blonde. It's just
mousy.
Dishwater, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some crappy, like, shitty tattoos. Like, they've got...
Are you sure this isn't me?
They've got, like, bracelets on.
Are you sure this isn't me?
Like, and they've just got shit chat and they, like, love bands.
Okay.
And, like, they love, like, hanging out. And then they love, like, positive vibes.
What do you think they do in their real jobs and real lives?
Probably, like, recruitment or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, marketing.
Marketing.
And do they come back to the office and they're like, God, Glastonbury was fucking crazy.
Wow, you should have seen me and the boys, man. They didn't sleep for 3 days. We were just in the tent. We were just partying all night.
Pablo pissed in my mouth.
Yeah, Pablo pissed in my mouth. And then, because he felt so bad, he took me to the hugging tent and we hugged for fucking 15 minutes and it was great.
Yeah, the hugging fucking tent. You think I'm going to let some unwashed fucking slob put your arms around me? You fucking... crazy, I'll call the police. I'll fucking pull a fucking clock out my jacket.
To be honest with you, that is the biggest thing for me with, like, Glastonbury is the hygiene part of it. Is all I hear about is people with, like, festivals is, like, drunk people, like Theodore, the drunk fucking recruitment guy that you're talking about, going to, like, someone's tent, walking back and then stopping for a piss and pissing on my tent or something. Like, because if I'm asleep in a tent and I hear, I'm telling you now, I'll do time. I will do time. There is absolutely no way I would allow someone's piss all over. Just no, it's not happening.
But
Theodore,
also, I don't understand. Like, they're fucking walking. You have to do, like, how do you find your fucking tent? How?
And this is like all the crazy stories that everyone tells you. It's like, I couldn't find my fucking tent, so I made friends with this guy called Hugo,
no,
and we just shared a tent together.
No,
what the fuck?
Anyone.
No.
Also, it's like, I stood literally a kilometre from the band I love, and then I waited 3 hours for a fucking £20 beer. Fuck off. Like, honestly.
But
then I got fucking gangrene from the mud.
Yeah.
Like, but piss off.
If you are listening and you've been to Glastonbury,
yeah, I
hope you had a great time. But just for the record, don't tell anyone about it. We don't want to fucking hear.
No.
This has been the Sunday Roast Reheated. If you thought it was worth rating, go and leave a comment.
Elle gave us 5 stars and she said, this is just what I need for my latest pod affair.
Roast us if you want. The more brutal, the better. Just make sure your brutal review comes with 5 stars. Ta-da.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.